It felt good. It was on a few things, looking at film, just a lot of corrections, but just to get out there with those guys and make the communication calls, those type of things, it just helps simplify a lot of things and just get on the same page.
How different is this than you breaking in with the Rams as a rookie, being with a new team now? How different is this, like, 4 years later for you?
I would say just mentally things aren't moving as fast as it was my rookie year, but I'm allowed to just slow the game down a lot on my own, just getting on the same page, getting the calls and those type of things. I'm able to relate to guys when they make certain calls, and it just gives me a head start almost.
A lot of us look at this left tackle and call it a competition or kind of a race to see who's going to get it, but how do you look at the opportunity?
I take it with a grain of salt, honestly. It's just something that I can't just take for granted and honestly come out every day and work my butt off. And that's really the most important thing, because just because a guy got hurt, it's not like things are just supposed to be handed to me. So I got to come out, apply what the coach is teaching in the room, take that to the field, and each day just build.
Based on watching the film, how do you feel about the way that you performed yesterday?
Coach Gray's kind of tough, and it wasn't as expected, and I knew I had a lot that I had to clean up, but I played hard. I felt like when opportunities presented itself, I took advantage of it, and that's the things that really count, because you don't get many plays in these preseason games, and the opportunities to prove yourself is just so critical. So just built from that, and I feel confident that I can do that.
You guys, Rodwell said that the plan was for you to play the whole first half or something like that. Mm-hmm. Did you know that, and what was that like when you were going to play a stretch of plays?
They gave us the playing time the day before, so at night I kind of went to sleep a little early knowing that it wasn't going to be a series that I was in there, and just get my mind right mentally. I went over my plays, focused on the things that I was struggling with throughout the week, and just made sure I pounded that in my head that I can be prepared for it just in case the coach called it. So it was good, and I feel like my conditioning needs to ramp up a little bit just in case I had to play a little more, but I felt good afterwards.
Greg, when we talked to you a week ago, you said you maybe weren't seeing how the blocking style fit you at that time. You said maybe in another week or two I will. Do you see it more now on how this scheme fits you and how you can thrive in it?
Yes, and honestly, going against another defense helped a lot. When I was in this position and I noticed that, okay, I'm uncovered, I won't have help here, I got to change my footwork. A few plays I kind of got downgraded by the coach because of that, but I feel like it was just a platform that I laid, and I got a lot of building to do.
Sometimes the toughest challenges provide the greatest opportunities for success. What do you think the toughest challenge was for you in St. Louis, and maybe the biggest learning lesson that can really kind of help you thrive with a new opportunity here?
Honestly, it was just a lot of moving parts in LA, you know what I'm saying? Like, I played with multiple guards, multiple quarterbacks, those type of things, and I didn't really know how the communication was going to be, but just owning up to me being a team player, you know what I'm saying, I got to adjust and those type of things. So it was a lot of challenging weeks that I didn't know what to expect, but I had to adapt, and those are the type of things that you have to deal with in week in, week out, because guys get hurt, you know what I'm saying, game plans change, those type of things. But as a young player in the league, it was kind of challenging, but I'm able to adjust to those things a little smoother.
What do you call this question,
guys? Important. It's regarded as the premier position on the offensive line. Can you explain why it's such an
important? The left tackle position?
Yeah, why it's so important?
You got premier rushers on that side, and guys, you know what I'm saying, they looking for disadvantages, and those are the type of things that I really hold home, because I am supposed to protect the quarterback's blind side and those type of things. So it's just real critical. I can't have too many false steps. If I do, and if I do allow the quarterback to get sacked, I take it. I take it real personal. And if there's an operation that I'm late off the ball, or so to say, a guy got my edge, I'm just trying to use my athletic ability to really just take that hit off the quarterback, because it's real important. And we get really, really bad rep in that position, in that area, because the left tackle position is so critical.
Did you cover on one play when Jake was a quarterback, you know, kind of got run, and gave him a shove and gave Jake some time to throw the ball? Do you remember that play at all? Expertly described by me.
Down in the red zone?
Yeah, I think so, down in there. We kind
of
moved
on. Yeah, that was one of the operations where I was kind of a little late, but yeah. The crowd got into it and those type of things. So it's just critical moments like that that you have to react, you know what I'm saying? But it's not the end of the world, you know what I'm saying? You got to know that pre-snap. So if you are late, you just got to have answers for that. And those are things that we work on during the off-season when we're not around the guys. And it's just real critical.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.